Even if things are tense now between Pyongyang and Washington, there's a general sense that a thaw could continue between the two Koreas at least. And that's meant more tourists checking out the DMZ, the 150-mile-long demilitarized zone along the border. Reporter Stephen Nesson joined a tour from the South Korean side.
When I arrive at the entrance to the DMZ, it looks more like a theme park than a memorial to the war that divided the Korean Peninsula. Pop music plays at a gift shop. There are bumper cars and another amusement, a giant boat that swings back and forth called the Super Viking. It's not what you'd expect after driving through an armed checkpoint where soldiers board the bus to inspect passports. And it's not the kind of place you'd normally go to pay respects to a living memorial to the Korean War, a war where 3 million soldiers and civilians were killed in a conflict that dragged on for 3 years. The first person I meet is Song Jong-hee. She's been working at this gift shop for 30 years. She sells jade tchotchkes, fake North Korean currency, and what is claimed to be actual ginseng liquor from the other side as well. A t-shirt in the shop reads, DMZ since 1953. Speaking through a translator, Song says, since the historic meeting in April between South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, tourist business here at the DMZ is booming. It turns out, the prospect of peace is profitable.
Customers have increased thanks to the peace talks. Foreigners and Koreans alike.
There's two layers of barbed wire fence and prison-style guard towers dotting the landscape. Defectors from either side who attempt to cross here are typically shot. So this isn't exactly Disney World. Visitors can't just stroll into the DMZ. You need to buy a government-sanctioned package tour, and once you arrive at the main entrance, you're escorted to a bus. My bus is half filled with American journalists and international tourists from China and Europe. Some of them pick up a crunchy local snack before boarding and offer me a taste.
What is that?
Silkworm?
Good, thanks.
We drive up hills and witness an astounding array of flora and fauna. Because nobody's allowed to live in the DMZ, it's now home to rare birds, and even the Asiatic black bears can be seen on occasion lurking here. There are also thousands of landmines here left over from the war. We're led out of the bus and head over to a tunnel covered in a green awning. We climb into a roller coaster-like car on a track. As we descend underground, we get a history lesson.
Today, we can only explore 265 meters of the tunnel on foot, as a wall has been constructed to block the tunnel and prevent anyone from traveling further to the north.
The tunnel is cool, damp, and the ceiling is low, so you have to bend over while you walk. At 5 feet 7 inches, I bump my head at least 3 times.
Oh, hit my head again. More gas masks.
The word is, this tunnel was built for 30,000 North Korean soldiers to launch an invasion against their enemies in the south. We're allowed to walk to the end of the South Korean side of the tunnel. It's boarded up, but there's a small window you can peer through to the other side. But you can't see much. We're ushered above ground and brought into a theater. Every visitor to the DMZ is required to watch this video.
The world's only demilitarized zone, DMZ, is a place that bears the tragedy of the time and the past.
The scenes of explosions and newsreel footage of crying families and dead bodies is a reminder of the South's tense relationship with the North. But the film's message is also that not that long ago, this was one nation, and could be again.
Korea has overcome the pain of war and achieved miraculous economic growth. And another miracle that we must achieve as we pursue harmony and coexistence, unification.
Before leaving the DMZ, we stop at its train station, which looks like a Hollywood set. The Dorsun station opened in 2014 and is bright and airy with a bustling gift shop. One train arrives from Seoul every day. This is the northernmost stop on the line, for now. Posted on the wall here is a giant map of a route that doesn't exist, from Seoul through North Korea to China and on to Russia. As guards in black helmets and camouflage stand at attention, tourists are taking pictures in front of a sign that reads to Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea. One after another, the visitors pose in front of the Pyongyang sign and make a heart shape with their fingers as the picture is taken. Kim Cho-long just finished taking pictures here. The 29-year-old says many Koreans believe unification is possible.
요즘에 들어서 남북 관계가 좋아지기도 했고 그런
We wanted to feel the good mood that is going on between South and North Korea these days, so we wanted to come here to feel the mood and learn lessons.
Tourists from China and Russia have reportedly been flooding North Korea to get a glimpse of the DMZ from that side. But earlier this month, the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, blocked all tourist visas until after the 70th anniversary celebration of his country's birth. And after that, another round of talks between the North and South are scheduled, possibly bringing the nations a little bit closer to each other. For The World, I'm Stephen Nesson.